holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Jesus paid taxes? What?
Be Holy.
Hey, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a wonderful day, and you are wonderful people. I pray that the Lord does something special for you and your community, where you live, your children's lives, your life, your husband's life, your wife's life, your church life, your enemies' lives, your friends' life, all that. I pray that God does something good for everybody who knows you. Yeah. You're living, if you're living right, you know, I pray to God. Well, even if you're not living right, I still pray that God does something good for you. Still, you know, man, if you try to gauge who's living right, who ain't living right, you'll be gauging all day. You know, hey, just pray for everybody, man. Let those prayers flow out. Talk to God, help the people that you're around. And hey, man, whatever you have to do, be the sunshine in somebody's life, something somewhere. Be the sunshine, man. Yeah. Yep, yep. Head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share the links. Share them till you can't share them no more. I'm glad to hear it. I see people sharing it. I thank God for the listeners and the downloaders that we have. Yeah, I thank God for you. And again, I pray that the Lord answers all your prayers. Now, sometimes when He answers prayers, it's going to feel like He didn't answer them. But pay close attention. 9 times out of 10, He's already answered your prayer long before you already asked, right? Long before you asked, He already answered your prayer. He did. Just look for it. Ask Him to show you how He answered it. Now, I'm not going to say He answered it the way you wanted Him to answer it. I'm not going to say that. No. He answered it the basic way. Well, basically, He answered it the way it needed to be answered. That's what He does. That's the God we serve. Oh, I love Him. Now, we're going to talk about this today. Jesus paid taxes. What? We're going to look at this thing. All right. Let's see. Matthew chapter 17. And let's see. We're going to talk. Where are we? Let's start at verse 24. Jesus paid taxes. We all got to pay Him. But we're going to find out something here. Verse 24. Let's see. On their arrival in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax. See, I was playing you there. Temple tax. Came to Peter and asked him, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" Yes, he does, Peter replied. Then he went into the house. But before he had a chance to speak, Jesus had already asked him, "What do you think, Peter? Do kings tax their own people or the people they have conquered?" Do kings tax their own people or do they tax the people they have conquered? They tax the people who they have conquered, Peter said. He replied that. Jesus said, citizens are free. Wait a minute. Well, then Jesus said, citizens are free. Verse 27. However, we don't want to offend them. So go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open up the mouth of the first fish that you catch and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us.
That's good. Jesus not only paid his taxes, but he paid Peter's taxes. I don't know about this tax, this temple tax. I don't know. Maybe it was the tithe thing or something. I don't know. But it says here, well, then Jesus said, citizens are free. Now, are you a citizen of heaven, or are you only or simply a citizen of earth? See, when you're a citizen of heaven, you know that you don't actually belong here. You know that you actually don't, you know, you're not going to remain here forever. See, when you're a resident of heaven or a citizen of heaven, you know that you're going to a place after this one. There is life after death. There's a life after this life. And so citizens are free. Citizens are free. So I can ask you, are you a believer? You know, or are you a citizen of heaven? Citizens are free. So whoever Jesus has set free is free indeed, regardless of where you come from, regardless of what culture you come from. If Jesus has set you free, then you are free. But you do things a lot of times, even though you're a citizen, you do things so that you don't offend people. You just go ahead and do it. You know, just like we talked before about the foods that you eat. A lot of people say, I don't eat pork. I don't eat this and I don't eat that. I don't eat rats. I don't eat bats. I don't eat caterpillars. I don't. Okay, that's fine. I know one thing. You get hungry enough, you'll eat it. You eat that bat, you'll eat that caterpillar. You eat those bugs, whatever. But listen, it talks about I don't eat pork. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. So if I don't eat pork, right, and I have a friend who does eat pork and he's a fellow believer, you know, you can be a believer and not eat pork. You can be a believer and eat pork. So if he eats pork and I don't eat pork, the better thing for him to do is to go ahead and not order pork on his pizza like I did. You know, like I order a cheese pizza and he might order a cheese pizza and, you know, respect for me. Now, when he leaves me and he goes home, maybe he'll stop by another pizzeria with some pepperonis and then go on home and eat that, right? But in front of me, so he doesn't offend me, he would just go ahead and order a cheese pizza. It's the same thing. So they went ahead and paid. They didn't have to pay the temple tax. They didn't have to. But they actually did it so that they wouldn't offend other people, or they wouldn't offend the people who were collecting the tax. And, you know, some people say, hey, man, I don't care who's offended. That's too much money for me to be spent. Well, OK, you're free to do that or however you think. But you got to think about this, which leads me to my question that I asked on last week. Why do people always want to hurt each other? It's the same thing. Being courteous, not wanting to offend anybody. You know, a lot of times, like in the news now is about the guns and things like that. And people wanting to hurt other people. But there's also a thing where, you know, we use our tongues to hurt people. Yeah, we use our minds to hurt people. You know, our works by our hands hurt people. We hurt people's feelings all the time on purpose, not to help them, but to just hurt them. You know, we really have to pay attention to not offending people. I'm not talking about a lot of the offensive things that we're talking about in today's social media and news and all this, and I'm not talking about that. But even with that, a lot of times we really have, if you know that this person, they might not believe what you're saying, right? Like, you could be talking about the abortion topic or whatever. And you know the people that you're talking about, they're gonna go into this whole nother thing and y'all gonna lose a big friendship over this thing. It's best to find out another way to talk about it. Don't just talk about it just to be talking about it, to get on somebody's nerves, to make somebody angry and say, see, look, that's what they are. They are this, they are that. A lot of people do a lot of things that we don't understand, and we do things that other people don't understand. But you know who understands God understands. God knows from the beginning what's going on and what's supposed to be and how it's supposed to be. And only He could bring forth the truth. You know, like you can do all this gotcha stuff if you want to, but you're not going to really change anything or change anybody. You know, because we're not trusting God. Like we were talking about yesterday, they didn't bring the child to God to be healed, even though He gave them the power to do so. Their faith was shortened out their unbelief was shortened out their faith. And because, you know, you don't bring the problem to God, He don't show you how to deal with it, or you don't know how to deal with it. So a lot of times when we have these people, before we offend them, let's think about what we're saying and how we're saying it. And then if it's, even if you're trying to not offend them and you still offend them by accident, or you didn't mean to offend them and they just get offended, okay, at least you tried not to offend them. You know, He paid the tax, the temple tax, so that He wouldn't offend them. And that's how we have to be. We really have to pay attention to how we speak to people, how we discuss certain things. You know, a lot of times people say, oh no, well, they got loud with me, so I got loud with them. Well, if you see that it's going into an offensive thing, just not talk about it. Let's talk about something else. You know, let's not lose our friendship over a misunderstanding. So usually the reason why people fight about certain things is because they have a misunderstanding. One person thinks this way and they speak this language. Another person thinks this way and then speaks a whole nother language. So the two languages don't match, and so it gets cluttered up and messed up. And so then you guys offend each other because you don't understand what the other one is saying. We as believers, we really have to pay attention to that. Not offending people so that we can win them. You know, no matter how much I talk, people aren't going to understand anything more about God than God giving it to them. If God don't interrupt what I'm saying and give them the information and connect all the dots in their mind and in their spirit, they're still not going to get it. I could talk 24 hours a day and it still won't happen. But especially when you go to offend them, it's not going to happen. It just sets you backwards. So instead of offending, you ask God to show you what to say, what to do. And sometimes you're just going to have to pay those temple taxes so that you don't offend them. And that's fine, because you're trying to be more godly. That's all.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.